And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll dance your fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into this magnificent Monday, March 30th, 2026 edition. Your defending fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop, here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Well, the convention is over. The establishment candidates won, and now, because of their pledge, their promise, that if their candidates won, they would be electable this November. So we will have a new Republican Attorney General. His name is going to be Doug Lloyd, and a new Republican Secretary of State, Macomb County Clerk Anthony Forlini. Both of them won at Saturday's convention, and it absolutely went exactly the way they had it planned. It was so well planned and orchestrated. The attacks against the grassroots candidates, I believe the Patriots, the outsiders, was so well done that they won on the first ballot, especially in the Secretary of State's race. So I congratulated both Doug and Anthony on their victories via a text message about 6:30 p.m. on Saturday when we were driving back from Novi. Anthony Forlini, about 20 minutes later, said, "Thank you, Trucker." Doug Lloyd never responded. We'll have them on the show. We'll reach out to him, invite him to come on the show to thank you guys, the delegates that voted for him. But it's over. We are going to win in November. That's exactly what the establishment plan was. That was the platform. That was the campaign. That was the text messages. That was the emails from Chris Long, Scott McMahon, whoever the heck he is, pushing and pushing and pushing that we had to get the most electable candidates possible. and that was Doug Lloyd for Attorney General and Anthony Ferlini for Secretary of State. So I'm excited. Their candidates won. Now all the money will come in from Betsy DeVos and all the big donors. Michigan GOP is going to raise a ton of money. It's going to be exciting. We will win Michigan. Mike Rogers will win the U.S. Senate seat. We will get the majority back in the state Senate. We will get a Republican governor, Perry Johnson. We're going to talk about him and his efforts down at the campaign, or the convention, I should say, for his campaign. We witnessed with our very own eyes, those of us who attended the convention, the establishment take back of the Republican Party in the state of Michigan. Grassroots candidates didn't do so well. On the first ballot, Doug Lloyd got 65%. Kevin Kievsky got 35%. It was an ass whooping. Anthony Ferlini, 56% of the vote on the first ballot. Monica Yatima came in second at 25%. Amanda Love was at 19%. Game over. Congratulations to the establishment Republicans. Thank you for guaranteeing us victory in November's election. We'll have more about the convention. Short break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Eric Johnson's rising, gonna take a stand for families and freedom across this land. No income tax, saving us that dough. 47, 47, give us room to go. From the fields to the city, you'll hear the people cheer. Hear people cheer. With Perry and Lee, we got nothing to fear. So here's to the future.
This message paid for by Perry Johnson for governor, because we must implement the mega audit to eliminate the waste and return the money to the taxpayers.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one, reporting in from Novi on Saturday. Phyllis was there. Summer was there. Greg was there. Rick Nieper, Officer Rick, was there. So many others. Just great patriots all over the place. Had a good opportunity to talk with Todd Smullenberg, Brian Panabaker, Auto Workers for Trump. It was good to see everybody. Even got to see the chairman of the Presque Isle County Republican Party and his wife, Janet, and Bob Britsky were there. It was just good. It was a good turnout. Lots of interesting things occurred. Well, the story from MERS News Service this morning, at the Vibe Credit Union Showplace Saturday in Novi, Michigan, 2,153 credentialed delegates and 692 alternates participated in the Michigan Republican Party's first endorsement convention that took place early this year. At the convention, the party determined their picks for Attorney General, Secretary of State, Michigan Supreme Court, and the statewide elected education boards. Eaton County Prosecutor Doug Lloyd and Macomb County Clerk Anthony Ferlini won the endorsements on the first round of balloting for Attorney General and Secretary of State. The convention served as an opportunity for candidates participating in the state-run August primaries to engage and converse with the party's most faithful members. John James, congressman currently running as a candidate for governor, received some boos as he stepped up onto the stage to give remarks. Very interesting. The applause was light, but the boos actually louder, in my opinion, than the applause. Well, perhaps indicating that the poll that was conducted March 21st through March 23rd, just basically a week ago today, by JMC Analytics and Polling, found James leading the primary down to 23% support, and Perry Johnson right behind him at 20%. Near the end of February, last month, a month ago approximately today, Perry Johnson announced more than a $10 million media campaign that was going to last 6 weeks, highlighting his 47-47 plan to eliminate Michigan's 4.25% income tax. Johnson alleges the average family of four household in Michigan will get $4,747 back in their pockets each year. Well, in addition to John James being booed as he walked on stage, Perry Johnson spoke and then played his 3-minute campaign song, as well as the Michigan House Republicans. Cute little video that Matt Hall produced using artificial intelligence. Had the House Republicans basketball team playing against Governor Gretchen Whitmer, Democrat Attorney General Dana Nessel, Winnie Brinks, the Senate Majority Leader, Rajiv Puri, the House Minority Leader, and Mallory McMorrow, who's running for U.S. Senate on the Democrat side. Matt Hall was blocking Gretchen Whitmer's shots, the other Democrats throwing up air balls, and the Republicans dribbling and passing and assisting and doing slam dunks. Matt Hall flying through the air, which obviously was artificial intelligence. Matt is overweight, and there's no way he can jump that high, dunked over Governor Gretchen Whitmer. It was a great video. I really loved it. Well, it was kind of interesting. My perspective. How much Perry Johnson was involved at the convention. He had his tour bus outside in the parking lot, parked very close to the first entrance into the convention center. Friday night, he hosted an event where he got to speak first and play his 3-minute commercial song. And then he had the candidates come up. Attorney General candidates, Secretary of State candidates. And then basically was the end of the night on Friday. We left, went to our hotel, came back the next morning, got some egg and bacon burritos and a little bit of salsa from Mike Rogers as he was providing breakfast to the delegates, cup of coffee, and then went into the convention center. Started right at 10 o'clock. And I think it ended roughly shortly after 3. That's when the announcements was made who won on the first round. And basically, very, very interesting. Now, when John James got up to very light applause and some boos, it was very interesting because James has been receiving criticism from within his own party for not being visible enough. For example, he hasn't attended any of the gubernatorial primary debates, none of the candidate forums. And while leaving one of the country's most competitive swing districts, his 10th U.S. House district, leaving it wide open in a year when Democrats could have an edge due to President Donald Trump's low approval rating, especially right now during the efforts going on in Iran. Kind of interesting, because he was asked, John James was asked by MERS News Service about being booed. James' response said, "I'm pretty sure it was just my 11-year-old son booing at me because today's his birthday. And I'm not spending time with him. I'm here at the convention." Well, it's kind of interesting. Another reporter asked him about hearing Perry Johnson's song. James responded, "Sorry, I didn't hear the song. I was talking to delegates." My biggest takeaway from seeing John James there, folks, when he first walked in, he had a bunch of young, probably I'm going to call them young college kids, maybe high school, mostly college kids. All of them wearing John James t-shirts and holding John James for governor signs. He also had a still photographer and a videographer with him. As he's walking in and shaking hands with delegates and talking with a few, he looked over in the first congressional district where we were seated. Each congressional district has a poll, a flagpole designating your district number one. We were seated kind of to the right side of the stage toward the back of where the voting delegates were seated. I saw this with my own eyes. John James looked over and he saw an elderly woman in a wheelchair at the end of the row of where us delegates were sitting for the first congressional district. He motioned to his still photographer and he motioned to his videographer and pointed to the lady in the wheelchair. He looked up, saw that they were in perfect position, and he walked over to her. And he got down on one knee, and he put his arm around her and started talking to her. It was the perfect photo op showing how much John James cares about a senior woman in a wheelchair. I almost thought about going over and blocking his camera crew from videotaping and taking the still photograph. And I had the radio station uniform on, so it showed up as Trucker Andy, yourdefendingfathers.com. 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Lansing hates us, but the people love us. That's on the back of my radio station t-shirt. Basically block his photographer and videographer from being able to take that photo op. And then I thought, no, you know what? Let him do it. Because he's a politician. And I think it's pretty clear when people see that picture or that video, they're going to know what it is. Catering politician getting a photo op with a handicapped senior citizen. Very, very interesting. While the other speakers spoke, Ralph Rebant, running for governor, gave the best speech that I've ever heard Ralph give publicly so far in his run for governor. Passionate, called out John James, because James, of course, you may have remembered, said in October of 2024, before the November election, that President Trump was unfit to lead the country, unfit to be president. And now he's trying to cater and make himself look like he's a Trump supporter. Well, Ralph did a great job. And I think who else was the governor candidates that spoke? Perry Johnson, John James, Ralph Rebant. Were there any other governor candidates? I don't think so. But it was very, very interesting, eye-opening. Oh, yeah, Phyllis was with me. That's right. She said, it was great seeing everybody. Yesterday, a member of my church asked me about Perry Johnson. And as a retired engineer from an auto supply company, he is impressed with him. And that's right. Phyllis was with me as we witnessed John James in the wheelchair lady. That's right. Forgot, Phyllis. You were standing right there with me. Well, I got to tell you guys, going to be very, very interesting going into this August.